This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
I never drunk around my kids when they were looking.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
Hey, shout out to Dubuque, Iowa. Uh-huh. 925 saying, I'm from the Bay Area. I now live in Dubuque. Evan, have you ever been to Dubuque? It's usually a yes. He's very well traveled.
I might have driven through it.
Okay. That counts.
Does it?
Yeah.
If he didn't get out.
He stopped to go to the bathroom.
No, I remember going through Iowa City. I don't really remember Dubuque, though.
Mm. Okay. From one team in shambles to another, talk a little Niners. Here's what's going on with Juwan Jennings, at least according to Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard. I checked around. And my understanding is that the 49ers feel that the timing is all wrong. This is about Juwan Jennings and his contract situation. They don't want to give Jennings a big deal so soon after he signed the last one, a year after giving Brandon Ayuk a huge contract that the 49ers money people almost instantly regretted, and months after signing Brock Purdy to a $265 million deal. That's according to Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard.
Let's say that's true. If I'm Jennings eating my Fruity Pebbles in the morning and I read that, I'm telling you, Steiny, as much as Niner fans think Jennings is the guy or he's going to be the one, that sounds like I'm expendable or my bosses think I'm expendable. Well, I mean, that's hardcore right there.
I think you're right. I would use it and say, Juwan, you're not as much of a priority as the other guys.
But what does this mean moving forward for week one against Seattle? Is he there or not?
I don't know. But we should be used to this.
But right? You said... And you often have said,
"Oh yeah, this will
mess up." This was going to be the off season of no drama.
Why? I don't think I'd say that. I don't think I would predict.
Well, nothing's going on with the Niners outside of injuries. Well, which is a concern. I thought this would be wrapped up, or you know, we didn't know if he was holding in, or if the calf was really an issue. But wow, for them to say if it's true, they're telling you we ain't giving you no chicken. No new chicken.
And he's probably going to ask to be traded.
So now you're going out there as Ricky Pearsall up until week six, hopefully, as your number one receiver? That's pretty risky, if you ask me.
So is maybe overpaying Juwan Jennings and having too many receivers making too much money and you're not a throwing team. That could be another thing.
Like, well, you're going to have to – I get throwing teams, Tony, but you're going to have to throw the ball. And this guy has been nothing but a godsend when you – well, third and Juwan, third down. I mean, like, man, can you really afford to not have him out there? And I thought he had all the leverage because of what was going on with the youth.
He might.
No Ayuk. It doesn't feel that way.
Okay, then trade him. I'll bet you they don't trade him. Mm. See, like,
well, we played this out last year with Ayuk.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I would try to take care of Juwan Jennings, but I also think
give it to me, man.
They're not a Super Bowl contender right now.
So why would you take this stance?
Yes, yes.
I can't say you're wrong, but. Do you believe if he's really hurt with his calf, does that have anything to do with it at all?
Well, let's give David Lombardi of the SF Standard some playing time here. He was on with Willard and Dibbs.
This is probably the most leverage that Juwan will ever have. He's looking at the situation right now, and there are a lot of guys hurt. Ricky Pearsall's the only starting receiver who's available. As this does get closer to the season, if the problems still look like they're going to persist into week one and beyond, there's a lot in question right now, especially with somebody like Jordan Watkins, who's going to be out for about a month, and the season opener is about a month away. But if it's really starting to look like this is bad with week one approaching, then the 49ers will probably start sweating even a little bit more. But there's two sides to this too, right? Juwan, he's scheduled for free agency after this season. Free agency is the big cash cow here, right? That's what you want to get to. And he's got to play this year ahead of that free agency year to make sure that he maintains his option of cashing out. And it's like this game of chicken, right? Who's gonna pull over to the side of the road first? And generally, both sides take evasive action at some point close to the collision. So the two cars are heading toward each other. And the roster cut down might be one of those inflection points on August 26th.
That was David Lombardi of the SF Standard.
So they would be, in essence, asking Juwan Jennings to play on the 7.9, like Kuminga.
Yeah. I think that's a fair way to put
it. Yeah, but the leverage, I feel like, Steiny, they can ill afford to line up week one in Seattle with 15 not out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one. I think this is a tricky one because, yeah, he's your best receiver right now, but he's not Ayuk. You would never pay him like Ayuk.
But either is Pearsall. Like, that's a youngster. Like, who are they scaring with no Jennings out there?
Well, you
think about the chain reaction to Purdy. I'm not saying Pearsall can't do it, but good Lord, do you even – like, wow, Steiny. This once was a position of strength, the Niners wide receiver core. Jennings, he said the 25th, right? They make the cut. Like, And real quick, I don't like the verbiage of, this just me, because of when you did the last deal. He's only got one more year left. It happened. So why are you making it sound like it's never happened?
I also think there's an issue if he's not Bosa or Warner or those guys.
Okay.
So,
but you need him, Steiny.
Do you? Like,
I'm telling you, he does. And I'm not Cosell.
And this is where I would be like, where you really have to be fair in your assessment.
Okay.
I like Juwan Jennings.
So do I.
Okay, but I know exactly who he is. So,
well, you never knew him as a one, though.
He can't be a one if you're any good.
Wow.
Come on. I mean, I think you'd acknowledge that. So that's why, you know, Ricky Pearsall, I'm playing him because I don't know what his upside is. But I got to believe that in the locker room, the 49ers believe Pearsall's got a much higher upside than Jennings. Now, I'm not pitting the two against each other, but you almost have to when one guy's just starting out in his second year on his rookie deal, and then you've got an injured guy who's making a boatload. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Mm. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? Just about this whole situation, and, you know, before I started, I'm going to somewhat answer my own, like, you know, question slash opinion, but, you know, wanted to hear it from you guys and what you guys thought. Look, I understand Juwan Jennings wants to get, you know, I know he wants to get his money, and I respect that. You know, he came off a great year and everything. And yeah, I think they should obviously, you know, give him what he deserves. But to a certain extent, I don't think it's going to be anything crazy lucrative. But at the same time, you know, what I'm also looking at is, and this could also affect and even possibly, like, you know, ruin the relationship, and he would ask for a trade. But why aren't we looking a little bit more hard at, like, you know, something like an Amari Cooper, or even on a lower basis, a Gabe Davis that's still out there?
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer Amari Cooper out there. But why aren't we looking at this? I mean, we are really desperate at receiver right now, guys. You can't just run out there with Ricky Pearsall and George Kittle at, you know, just for your receiving options, especially with Ayuk still going to be out until week six. And even then, you know, he's going to still be not 100%, just like he wasn't last year, holding out. So exactly, you know, what the hell are we doing in regards to that? Either you pay the guy or you look for another option out there. So just wanted to hear what your guys' thoughts on that is. But
yeah,
thanks.
And Steiny, it's if you want Amari or Gabe Davis, what is the reality at this juncture? They hadn't had OTAs, they hadn't been in camp, and I know what happens. But if they're not here now, are they really coming? Unless they're getting ready to play hardball with Juwan Jennings, and he holds out. Because you are right. Lombardi did say, and I believe he has the most leverage he'll ever have before caving in if this is a game of chicken. And like, they're not scaring me with Jennings and Pearsall and Kittle. Now, they can prove me wrong or otherwise, but, Steiny, that's not a strength right there.
Well, the question is, then do you overpay a guy because he's – one of the few guys on the team that can catch a ball.
Well, do we know what he's asking for and how much the overpay would be? Because right now he is your Geico, I believe, a part of it at receiver until our boy gets back.
Well, I think he's asking for more than we think. Well, why would you say that, Steiny? Because Kawakami said the sides aren't close. So I don't know what's going to happen with Juwan Jennings.
Juwan Jennings! Let's get nuts, for real.
I know that...
That is great, Steiny.
There's something about the way the Niners have conducted business over the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know how you avoid it, but they've set this table, whether it was by design or by accident.
But they cave every time.
Exactly. So, Jennings, just do your thing, and they'll come around.
So just a little more time.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Why not? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. More David Lombardi, and let's just give us some more details on what the story is at the wide receiver position.
Ricky Pearsall is obviously the center of attention, and you've got to hope that he stays healthy in case that's the code red scenario, right? That would be tough for the 49ers, but Pearsall has been practicing very well, and he would be the centerpiece in the code red situation. Then Jacob Cowing was back today. I think the 49ers' hope for Cowing was that he would be competing with Jordan Watkins for a number three or number four role this year, kind of the burner role on the offense. Well, Cowing would be fully thrust into that, assuming that Watkins wouldn't be available. And Jake had a really good offseason. They were happy with the strides he made. He unfortunately strained his hamstring in warm-ups of practice number one, so we didn't get to see him in team drills until today, and they're still easing him in. So it'd be Pearsall, Cowing, and Russell Gage would be the number three, with Robbie Chosen probably having the inside track to be the number four if the 49ers didn't sign anyone else.
Eesh.
Wow.
All right, so he's obviously
all unproven
in that scenario, saying that Jennings isn't there for week one. Ayuk obviously is not there for week one. Robinson's not there for week one. Is there anybody else we're forgetting? I don't think so. I mean, The other thing is, if you know Robinson's coming back week four and IU can come back week seven, does that...
Jeez, 5-6 games before then.
Yeah, but you might... You got an easy schedule.
So you think.
Yeah.
If you're running these guys out there as your wide receiver, Snotty, I don't know if you could even fix your mouth to say something's going to be easy. And we don't know teams that you think are doormats if they're going to be teams that shock us. That happens all the time. Minnesota last year, the Commanders. You don't know.
Juwan Jennings. And I like him.
6 touchdowns last year.
And he had 3 in one game. Juwan Jennings isn't going to be the difference between the 49ers.
What about for Brock Purdy, though?
What about
if you don't have that kind of security blanket to throw to? Like, I mean, come on.
He's got Kittle.
Okay, until they take him away, then what do you got outside?
He's got Pearsall.
All right.
I mean,
I'm just saying, Stoddy, just be careful. I'm talking to Kyle, and maybe they're just playing the game like they do, and the guy in the red and gold always gets rewarded at the end.
I also think we've got to start realizing that maybe the 49ers are not doing business as usual because of the expectations. Mm. I mean, I
would just say to that, can you afford to do that now with how light it feels like you are with youngsters?
I feel like
getting opportunities.
I feel like if there's a year to do it, this would be the year. Mm. Well, how come? Because they're going to start a lot of young guys anyway. Mm. And
we talked about defense. Well, Pearsall's a puppy, but I thought that was on the other side of the ball.
Well, no. Let's see what. Let's just say Jennings is not, can do.
That's a big ask.
Well, then pay Jennings and shut up. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Not
to that.
You.
Yeah.
Well, the team.
I'll tell you this to that. And when Pearsall gets hurt, Steiny, it's like the soft tissue stuff. It's not. Oh. DB hit him here, DB hit him there. It's like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. It's kind of like chronic. Herm Edwards said you got to protect him from himself. So, I mean, I'm thinking glass half empty, and I don't want to, but what if he were to get hurt before the season started? Then what do you do? Then you pay him. You know, not that Juwan's hoping one of his teammates get hurt, but good Lord.
See, that's what I think that they are trying to avoid is – are you paying Jennings because he deserves it and he's worth it? Or are you paying Jennings because for the first half of the season, unfortunately, he's got to be your number one receiver? Mm. And that's kind of where...
That's the latter. I'm with the latter, Sonny.
And I'm not. I'm not like... pay Jennings or don't pay him. But I'm not paying Jennings... We're not paying Jennings depending on what happens to Pearsall. Like Jennings is either somebody you like and you want at a certain number or you're not comfortable paying him at a certain number. And then I'd move on.
I'll go ahead, Evan.
No, I was going to say, would it be safe to think about it like at full strength, he's their number three. You drafted Pearsall to be one of your top two receivers. And you paid Brandon Ayuk to be one of your best two receivers. So why would they want to pay him like anything but a number three receiver?
What about, I hear you, Evan, but what about, I hear he's coming back Ayuk week 6, but what version of himself will he even be or come close to? So to me, that's why I would feel like I couldn't afford to Jetson or mess with Jennings. Like he's my Geico is something or re-aggravate something. You know, with Ayuk, that's where Jennings becomes more valuable to me.
Yeah,
and my team.
And my feeling is that if you're already looking at a bunch of new starters on defense, and your wide receiver core is already kind of banged up, and your third receiver now wants to be paid more money because he's got to be a one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't do it, but, you know, I'm not the Niners. Here's, this came up the other day about the 49ers injuries. They have a lot of them, and they've had a lot of them under Kyle Shanahan. David Lombardi was asked about that yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. Take a listen.
at certain positions, I can explain it, I think. Like running back, for example, the reason the 49ers go through so many running backs is because they demand unsustainable combination from their running backs, and that they want guys who are fast and they want guys who are physical. They want both of those in the same player. So they want somebody running the 4-3-40, but he's also barreling over defenders, and that, I think, makes their running game as lethal as it has been over the years, with that and the blocking, obviously, but I think that's a key component of it. But the problem is that the running backs do drop relatively quickly when that's the case. Now, if that's their mentality running the ball, perhaps they've got a similar kind of vibe around the whole team where they have guys who are playing very fast, very physically, and that's conducive to injuries. The bottom line, though, is that it is happening around the whole league. The 49ers may be a little bit higher than average in some of these seasons, but the only two seasons where it's been appallingly bad, like worst in the league, is 2020 and 2024. And both of those seasons were coming off of Super Bowl runs.
All right, so in theory, they should be healthier this year.
Because that's already not the case.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
You got a lot of guys out, and that's not the case. This was supposed to be, you know, something you avoid, right? And now here we are. But I do believe, and I know to Evan's point with Ayuk, Stoney, that's got to be kind of scary, just what he's going to be when he gets back. If it is actually, in fact, week six, I thought Jennings was going to be your security blanket to hold it down and some. But, man, it'll be tricky to see how this plays out. I got to believe he's going to get his bag.
You know, as it relates to Ayuk, and it's like, oh, they don't know what to expect from Ayuk. Well, like if I were a GM, I feel like I would know what to expect from Ayuk. Like, ideally, he'll be back week six. If not, it'll be week eight. But when he comes back week eight,
will he be Clay Thompson?
No. Well, he can't be. He will have, like, he won't be prime Ayuk probably year.
Right.
Okay.
And
so
that leads me to
that into the equation.
Yeah, and that leads me to pay 15.
Well, that doesn't lead me to pay 15.
I'm not
paying him. I'm not paying Jennings just because Ayuk's hurt,
man,
and Pearsall's in his second year. I don't think I would. But because you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to end up paying him, and then in week 10, he's your third receiver with maybe more years on his deal.
And well, I don't want to talk about how much he got paid, but didn't you kind of do that the last time he got paid? You know, wasn't he the third then?
Right, but he got paid third receiver money.
All right.
And I think now he probably wants number two receiver money.
Well, man, I hope that comes out, because then again, you could be like, okay, now you're doing too much.
I mean,
but Lombardi said it right now, Steiny, I do believe, and you tell me real quick here, he has the leverage you would think right now, Jennings. But Kawakami, I get it. If that's on the board and they're hesitant or not going to do it, but I just think even if we put your name in there, that guy in that position with the status of the receivers and the ones being hurt, I got to believe Kyle needs him out there for this offense or passing game to function.
Yeah, I don't know. We can, you know, you can pay Juwan Jennings, and I hate to say it, but Juwan Jennings was good enough to get you to 6-11, 6-11 last year.
Well, the year before, Stoney, I'll say this, he was almost
third
MVP in the Super Bowl.
Right, as a third.
Should've. Yeah,
as a third. And that's why I don't know if I'd pay him.
This is tricky. Shout out Run DMC, it's tricky. Man.
Evan, you paying him real quick?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Hell with him.
Wow.
We ain't a charity anymore.
Which means he's going to get paid.
We paid all the other guys. We paid all, by the way, take it to the bank. Nick Bosa, he is holding out next year. Take it to the bank.
All right, well, hey, we'll get to that then.
We can talk about it now, because it's going to happen.
No, but they got a season ahead of you, Stoney, a season ahead of us. And I just don't know what to make of them. It's exciting. But if you're Kyle and John, I don't know how exciting it is that you got stuff going on and guys not available, man. And a guy trying to get new money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll have the crossover. And on the other side, I want to get into something Guru brought up last night on the text.
Wow, man.
To get into.
Yeah.
Hey, Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but what you can count on are Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, again, on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He cannot be that guy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The great John Wooden once said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
That's not what Evan said about you today.
And I would like to give Bay Area sports fans just a sliver of fair warning. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But I think you can just put it in the cap. You might have to. These might be some legacy years for you fans.
No!
It's easy when everybody wins to be a fan.
Yeah.
Well,
2014.
There are no guarantees. There are no guarantees that any Bay Area team is winning soon. No guarantees. Could it happen? Yes. But there's no guarantee. Now, hey, and no malice, Goo. It's just objectivity. No malice. We could be.
On a dry spell?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Dubs are the closest. The Niners got question marks, and I don't believe anybody would. And if we're just being real and honest, they got question marks. Hopefully I'm wrong, but they're not the leader in the Bay here. It's Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Day-Day, who will be playing on opening night and Christmas. It's Star Wars. They're our last hope.
Mm-hmm. But there's no guarantee. Oh, there's no guarantee that any Bay Area team will have success in the immediate future.
But you do give me the Warriors are the closest. Because I could make if I'm Johnny Cochran, rest in peace,
no.
I could tell the courtroom we had something cooking on the stove and then the hammy blew.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like, this is where Chris A's right. Guru knows.
But
I would.
Like, the Warriors got action.
Niners
Stiney.
Are making the playoffs.
All right.
The Warriors might not.
Stiney, stop. They own the regular season when they got Jimmy.
All right. We can. But
I don't like the Horford thing.
My bigger point is a challenge to the fans,
which is,
who are you going to be as fans when you can't guarantee winning?
Warriors.
What kind of fan are you? Are you like Guru?
Hey.
And you'll just start yelling and complaining about everything and that everybody stinks? Or do you hang in there? I don't know. I'm not a fan.
What about Great Time Out? That place was, people still came to cheer on the Warriors.
The tickets were $4.14.
Oh, boy. They still came out. Oh, man. I really do think the Warriors have action, man. And that's why
I know you do.
I hope Kuminga comes back. But Sam, we got to get to what we got to get to. This is interesting, man.
And that's what life's about.
And it's kind of scary.
Okay, hold up. A challenge. 510. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. Of course, Steiny. That's such a vague statement. No team is ever guaranteed success. Well, the Warriors dynasty years, they kind of were, don't you think?
Yeah.
And every team is not one injury away from failure. The Oklahoma City Thunder are not an injury away from failure.
The Kansas City Chiefs are an injury away from failure.
They stop.
Mahomes goes down as Saran.
Chad Henne went 6-1 as a backup for Mahomes over the last 4 years. Redding's finest.
Stop.
What?
Did you get what I sent you from the SIP? Evan, did you bring it up about Redding being one of the top 10 dirtiest cities in the United States? Redding, PA. I thought I sent it to you. I said I need answers. Evan didn't bring it up because it would have started. Look how he's looking. I still got it. Steiny, Redding, PA was third.
That's on you, Steiny.
That's on me.
Yeah, you got to wear that.
That's on me.
Dude,
well, maybe I'll get a shirt that says Redding against everybody. And will that work?
It's out there. You can make it happen.
It probably has stains on it.
Dude. I don't know where the computer I have.
You know, I'm very similar to an NBA athlete. When they go back home, everybody wants to take advantage of me. You know, they want me to give them money. You know, I haven't been back to Reading in a little while.
Well,
where'd you hear this?
I can understand why.
Oh, I got the list. I'll show it to you.
Show it now. Don't do this and then don't do it to me now.
All right, hold on.
You want me to play Michael Porter Jr.?
Yeah, play that.
Okay, Michael Porter Jr. He was a Nugget. Now he's a Net. And his brother got caught up in a gambling situation.
I can't believe he said this.
But this is Michael Porter on just another part of professional sports that we have no clue about.
There you go.
You get mad at these dudes like that do the sports betting, but think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo,
no
$10,000 on my under, you know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bag. Yeah, you know what yeah. I mean? And I obviously my brother went through his situation. You know, Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water. But the whole sports gambling like entity, bro, it's bad and it's only gonna get worse.
That is like Stani, Evan, am I wrong? My boy Reg B just texted me, he's tripping for even putting that out there. But what happened to the days where the friends of the athlete got the bag from the Magics or the Porter Juniors? Why would you risk your career to get your boys a bag when I can give it to you the honest way? Oh my gosh. What?
Which is what?
Is I could give you 10 racks, or if you need some help, I got you.
But you can get 10 racks without your best friend
but
giving
I'm
you
risking my career.
They don't think like that.
Well, they need to. That's stupid.
No criminal thinks like that. What if I get caught?
Like, no, why my true friends wouldn't put me in jeopardy of having me put myself in jeopardy to where we don't eat at all.
I'm going to tell
and
you
I'm
something.
And I'm going to say something to Porter Jr.
Yeah, I'm going to say something,
you obviously
too.
Weren't giving your brother enough ends for him to even think about doing it with what he was making. So when is enough is enough? Now, the point to where guys don't come from nothing, I get that. But you want a bag for me to risk my career? You ain't my friend.
Well, yeah, you are his friend. They are friends. Like, they're friends. They're homies.
Okay.
Yeah.
But homies don't let you go sabotage your career and jail time.
So you don't try to help out?
Possibly.
Okay, so you don't try to help your homies?
No, yeah, you call me. What do you need, Kane? Hey, I'm down. Come on, the Gary Payton way. How much you need? The J. Kidd way, I'm assuming. Magic. Evan, how much you need? 10 here. But to put my career in jeopardy on... Wow. Like Michael Porter Jr., Steiny, that IQ took a hit. The street IQ took a hit from me.
What do you mean?
What are you doing?
He's telling you the way it is.
And your brother might be, I don't know what, like, I feel like you let your brother down, that he would look at that as an avenue of getting some chicken.
Wait, so.
For you not giving him some chicken. That's how, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not, Steiny.
Okay, well then don't ask me.
What would you do, Steiny?
Be honest, man.
I am being honest, and I absolutely, positively see how this could happen. And you know what? I don't know about me being in the pros, but if I'm playing in college and I could get, yes, I'm sorry. I would think about it. I'm sorry.
After his brother just threw his career and life away.
Well, that's why he's saying it, I believe.
But he's saying it nonchalant, like it's happening all over.
I think it probably is. Like, how would we know if a player really gets hurt or not in a game? We don't know.
That I get.
Well, that's what he's saying.
The expectation for my friends to think I'm going to throw or jeopardize my career over you getting a bag? How much you need, I'll give you that.
No, it's all his homies.
Man. Steiny, I know you. I believe I know you. You wouldn't dare risk your livelihood. I'm not saying you said you would. You understand it. But come on, man. Gary Payton, J. Kidd, none of these guys would have survived. I know they didn't play when gambling was where it's at now. But Evan, and he's saying this while his brother is still dealing with what he's dealing with.
Well,
I feel like you let your little bro down.
No, that's why he's doing it, is because I think what I'm hearing him say is, if you're an NBA player and you've got friends that are part of your group and you see how easy it is to get them some money, like, people are going to do it. And maybe
the
sense that I got was that his brother did it, maybe.
Well, also there are players who probably look at it as just an opportunity to help some people out. Like you're doing charity work almost. I mean, the guy, I think the most recent dude in baseball, Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Yeah, but he just had people, at least according to the investigation, gamble on the first pitch of the inning. So all he had to do was throw one ball, and everybody won.
Oh,
so wow. He's not really impacting his team's chances to lose that much. And
how did they find that out, E?
Because there were like 25 instances this year where the first pitch is nowhere close to the strike zone. And while you might not be able to technically prove it, you know, you start to look at how much money is invested or gambled on that kind of prop at that moment. And then what does the pitch look like? And it gets awfully suspicious. But in the moment, I could see Clase being like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just throw the pitch in the dirt and we'll be on our way.
Wow. And GG All In SF says Guru is oblivious. Evan, I thought I gamble. I didn't know you could bet on the first pitch. And that type,
why did you tell him that?
No, stop.
You bet on odds and evens.
But listen, I'm old school. If you got homies and you make it, you want them to get off the street. You want them to quit risking their freedom. You don't like, and then when you dare ask me to risk something, oh my gosh, you're not really my friend. Well, that's the cloth I come from.
Well, the idea that
I'm going to help them?
Well, the idea that you're just going to start peeling off racks for everybody, I think, is a little bit far-fetched.
Man.
I mean...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
If I were an NBA player and you were down and out and be like, Steiny, give me 10,000. I'd be like, tell you what, Goo,
Let's say you're making Steph money.
We're playing the Warriors tonight, and they stink. Just load up on us.
But if you love me, like if
I'll
if we're Dana,
get, I'll go out
but,
and get you 30.
But if you were Steph, you would give me 10K, right? Because I would give you 10K.
I got to tell you something.
I'm being real, man.
I think you're wrong on that. I think you're wrong on that. I think.
Now, you know, I've had guys play in the league, right? That I consider close friends.
I don't think.
And I'm not saying just because they do something. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Come on, Stani. You almost owe it to your group, not everybody, to put them in a better position where you're not risking my career or your freedom.
Okay. I think you're way wrong on this. I got a rich friend.
Yeah.
He's never given me $10,000. But what he does is takes me on golf trips and stuff like that. I do not believe that in general, Steph Curry's like giving a lot of money to people who surround him.
Well, or his close friends, though, we're talking like his Danas.
Why?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm not telling you to do this.
If I'm a good friend, I wouldn't even ask him for $10,000.
Okay, but let's say you were in a situation, your rich friend, Stani, would give you $10K if you asked, because he knows you don't do it all the time and you have something hellified going on in your life. I believe he would help you out. That's neither here nor there. The one thing, what I don't like about this is the whole group loses by taking a risk of the moneymaker losing and throwing away his career for the prop bet.
Well, that's a very logical way to look at it. And I'm being serious, but I don't think, you know, when you engage in activity like this, you're not thinking you're going to get caught. You're thinking super easy. And
I didn't know that's what he got popped for.
Let me just get to the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I lose more respect for Steiny every day. Come on, bro. This is unacceptable. Help your friends get a job. I'm not saying it's morally the right thing to do.
Right.
I'm saying I can totally see it.
Mm.
Completely. I could see it.
Well, I don't want to go. Here I go. I got to be careful, Stani. Wouldn't you say it's some sort of crime, though?
Yeah, of course it is.
For yourself. Well, why would you put your guy in that position to throw away or even get the penalties that come with that that could be what Michael Porter Jr.'s brother's facing?
I'm not being a smart ass, but why does a guy rob a bank and think he can get away with it? Why does it, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. It doesn't make sense. It's really risky. It's playing with all those things. I'm with you.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Evan, and I believe you believe this, and Stani, you could say, from what you know of me, if I were Stephen A. Smith and had that 24 hundo over five, my life changes financially, and so do the close ones around me. I'm no ATM, but if you hit me up trying to get that new Rari and you needed some chicken.
A new Ferrari. No, you wouldn't, Gil.
Evan,
no, you wouldn't.
That's
I'm
how
sorry.
People go broke.
I'm sorry, you wouldn't do that.
I didn't say that's not how they go.
You would
go,
not
bro.
Buy your friends a Ferrari.
I didn't say buy. If you needed some chicken on it or something, I would help you. And if you had a 9-to-5 job, you hated making whatever, I'm going to take you up out of that and you could be my assistant.
There's a big difference to me.
Okay.
Between what Shaquille O'Neal does, which clearly is every day of his life, he uplifts somebody with money.
Okay. Do you believe some of those are his friends?
No, I don't.
You don't believe he has one or two guys or gals that are sisters or brothers that he takes care of?
Maybe one or two.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
But you're saying it like anybody who comes up to you and says, hey, I need a new, you know, whatever, like you're just going to give them a handout.
No, not like, I'm talking about my guys.
But that's what Michael Porter Jr. is talking about. It's the people that you don't take care of on a day-to-day basis, but want a piece. And you're not going to give them money, but you might be able to help them make some money.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think that these guys say no a lot more than we think.
Mm.
But again, I'm not disagreeing. Hey, we got, remember Craig?
Craig.
Part-time producer?
Our guy.
Is this Craig V? Also
Craig Valentino.
Just in Ghana?
Yeah, and everywhere.
What's up, player?
Hey,
Craig,
you ain't putting gas money on nobody's car. Stop lying, man.
Look at you.
You ain't buying no Ferrari.
I said I'll help with the down payment. Yeah, what up, Craig?
Yeah, that's what it is. You ain't gonna pay the tags. But here, real quick though, it's funny, Guru. I actually agree with you. I guess we're from the same part of town, being Union City and Hayward. Closest friends, they're not gonna put you in that spot. At the end of the day, they're not gonna put you in that spot when it's breaking down. Because no one wants you to lose your money. If you go to jail, I can't bail you out. I'm broke.
There it is.
So I'm not gonna put you in a spot. I'm not gonna put you in a spot to where you can lose all the money, because at the end of the day, I'm living off your money. So those people, like you said, at the end of the day, are not your friends.
And
if
that's
they want
real.
You to any chance to lose the money, they're not your friends, bro. And those are the kind of people you need to kick to the curb, because real friends wouldn't put you in that spot.
That's all. Hey, appreciate it, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
And Evan, I hope I didn't sound like it could be my neighbor or anybody. No, these are my Danas that you've met. Well, you know, guy, not just like I would. Man, I hit the. You come along for the ride. But Steiny, it's not every day, but I'm just, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe you. But you say you understand it.
I completely understand it. It's not right, but oh my gosh. It's one of those things that if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And that seems to me, if I were 22 years old, I could see me making that kind of mistake.
Man.
In the interest of trying to be too nice of a guy.
And not just risk your livelihood, Stoddy. You could possibly risk your freedom. That's a big ask.
So let me be honest with you. Okay, you're not Steph Curry. You're Michael Porter Jr.
Okay,
make a lot of money.
All right.
So is Relaford ever working again?
No.
Okay, is 49er Frankie ever working again?
No.
What about the truck driver, my guy Dean?
Kane. He would work because.
So just how many guys would you
try to do
support?
LeBron to get them jobs to where.
Okay, well,
that's
now we're talking something different.
Okay.
Now we're talking something different. Right. That's a job.
Yeah. But Steiny, with Evan, when it's jail time, I get it. Obviously, these guys are succumbing to whatever. I just would be like, you're not what I thought you were in regard to my friend for even coming at me with that.
Yeah, and I'm not calling them intellectuals, but I just think a lot of these people look at it
like great.
People do cheating on a high school test. You know, oh, well, I'm not going to get caught. Or if I do, you know, I'm going to get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about it as, well, I could get expelled from this school if I get caught cheating.
So do you think we're about to see more of this?
Yeah, 100%. I think
because
Beasley
lost $100 million. For 87. Man. And he might be doing time if they. I'm just saying, like, that's crazy to me that you gave in and would participate.
Well, we've had guys in all three major sports, and I'm sure it happens in more, that have been caught, that are under investigation, that have served suspensions, and not all of them have lost their careers. The only ones that have are the guys that probably were fringe players anyways, like the Jonte Porters. If Michael Porter Jr. gets caught for gambling, I don't think he is, but if he did, he's probably still going to have a job at some point in the future because he's good enough to be employed.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Calvin Ridley served a year-long suspension. He's still getting checked.
Well, that I don't think he did any. He made a parlay.
What about Arch Schleister?
That was he was betting on.
What about the Arizona State?
No, I watched the Netflix doc on the headache or the earthquake, whatever his name was.
Headache Smith.
Yeah. No, you got to pay the price. Yeah, he had people after him too, though.
I think there's way more going on with this than we have any idea about. Because I really do. You know, can you say the name of Clausen? Klaus?
Klausay.
Klausay. Like, I'll bet you for every Klausé that five guys are doing it who haven't been caught.
All right. And I want to throw this to Evan.
Because I think I know your answer.
So let's say it's your brother. You hit it big. We're talking about you're making Klay Thompson money or what he's made in his career. Forget if your brother says yes or no. Is he working again? Or are you trying to say, bro, I got, come on, you come with me?
Yeah, he's working.
So's my brother.
I love my brother, but
oh my god, are you my sister?
the thing is, Tugu, it's not a job. It's not just them. Okay, so let's say you're taking care of 49er Frankie.
Right.
You're also taking care of 49er Frankie's family.
Well, that's taking care of 49er Frankie.
But how much are you giving him?
There's not a, like, they're not taking advantage. It's something I want to do. It's not 49er Frankie every day saying, give me this, this.
Well, how much are you giving him a month?
See, now we that'll take a while.
Are you giving him $100,000 a year?
Oh, my, come on. Snotty, yes.
Who's going to go broke?
Well, yeah. And then what? And then 49er Frankie's going to have to go back to work.
That's not like,
poor Frankie.
Oh, man, you guys.
Sometimes you need a little tough love, Goof.
Yeah.
I'm going to go work for my brother.
My brother wouldn't see a dime. Not one freaking dime. In fact,
hey, what
I would start
taking
the whole family on exotic vacations, and I wouldn't invite him.
Oh, man.
All right.
Acapulco.
That was great.
Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Coming up tonight at 4:30, Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics, and you can hear it on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Valkyries are 16-15 after back-to-back wins, and they sit in seventh place in the WNBA standings. Top eight teams make the playoffs. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX Plus with pregame starting at 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.